Hare Krishna. This is the Japa Book, Chapter 5, the fourth key, From Wherever the Mind Wanders. The Bhagavad Gita 6.26 states, Yato yato nischalati manas tanchanamastiram tatas tato niyamye tad atmini eva vasham neet. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Part of applying the third key, determination, is to be determined to bring the mind back from wherever it wanders. We have to be determined to listen to one Maha Mantra no matter what the mind says. By nature, the mind is nischalati astiram, agitated and unsteady, and chanchalam, flickering and fickle. It is always prepared to jump without reason from topic to topic. But we have formulated our sankalpa. We've decided to listen. To fulfill our sankalpa, we must draw the mind back to its simple task of listening to one mantra. The fifth key, detachment. Freedom in chanting comes from focusing on the one mantra we are currently chanting. Even if we have terribly chanted hundreds of mantras, we cannot go back and rechant them. Neither can we know whether we will chant attentive mantras in the future. Therefore, we must chant detached from past and future and place all our attention on our present attempt to hear. I remember the first time I heard the Hare Krishna mantra. It was 1970, and I was a brahmachari in the Tokyo, Japan temple. I was pacing back and forth on the tatami mats when suddenly I heard myself pronounce a Hare Krishna Maha mantra. I had been chanting for more than 2 years by this time, and my sudden hearing and the power and sweetness of the mantra shocked me. I thought, oh, this is why they tell you to listen while you chant. Imagine what it would have been like to have heard all the mantras in 16 rounds. We focus on one mantra because it is impossible to listen to two mantras at the same time. What to speak of 16 rounds worth of mantras? We are capable of listening to the one mantra we are uttering in the moment. Therefore, we have to keep bringing the mind back to the simple task of listening. Make a vow to do this, then bring the mind back, always. Sometimes devotees who have tried this technique have noticed that their minds wander during the first half of the mantra, and they don't begin to concentrate until they reach the second part. Don't worry. Catch your mind and allow the sound of Rama to lead you to the first Hari of the next mantra. And be detached. If we find we haven't listened to our first 15 rounds, even if we didn't properly hear one mantra, even if any one name of Krishna, never mind. We don't have the freedom to bring those mantras back. Neither can we promise to do better in the future. We have only enough freedom to listen to the mantra, starting with the one holy name we are chanting now. There's no point lamenting about the past or worrying about the future. Better to simply hear the one mantra we are chanting in the present. Hearing even one mantra is wonderful. We should know that if we chant one Maha Mantra and actually listen to it, hearing it, we have done something wonderful, and our life is already successful. Focused chanting is actually the clearing stage of japa, namabhas, and the scriptures are full of the glorification of such chanting. This is where detachment helps. If we understand how wonderful it is to chant one mantra attentively, then instead of thinking about all the mantras we haven't heard, we will free the mind to focus on a fresh attempt to hear Krishna's name. Be detached. If the mind wanders towards other thoughts, bring it back and try again. We have this freedom by Krishna's mercy. Practice of these first five keys will gradually slow the mind, and that will make it easier to stay focused while chanting. Although it's true that we need Krishna's grace at each stage, if we hope to advance, we can still use our own free will properly and become determined to hear Krishna's holy names. By our own effort, based on our faith in the holy name, we should try to listen to one mantra, the mantra we are currently chanting. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 5.